Rick Grafmeyer has joined Capital Tax Partners in 2003 and specializes in exempt organizations, executive comp, employee benefit, and health-related issues for the firm. He always gives a great lunch presentation, so looking forward to hearing all of the updates.
Thank you. I usually never have a concern whether I can be heard. All right. Have a variety of things to talk about today. So it's going to cover a lot of different things. So we'll just blow right through this and see here. See, Ed, I know how to work these things. all right. So the title for the talk, Congressional and Administrative UFOs. What are we talking about? In our office, we have a little running joke called UFOs or unforeseen occurrences. You know, because it seems like all the times things come up that you don't anticipate, and that becomes a big deal all at once. So we think the makeup of this Congress leads you down the road of having unforeseen occurrences, things you just wouldn't have guessed members would have been able to do, or Treasury would have been able to do, or whatever. So let's talk a little bit about some background on that first. No party has had total control in Congress for more than 2 years in the last decade and a half or so. So, you know, we keep flipping back and forth. But the difference is, in states, there are now 39 states that have one-party supermajority control. So Congress seems to be split almost 50-50, but states, there's 39 of them that have a supermajority control in one party or another. So it's just an unusual environment, let's put it that way. Presidential race, I'm not even going to talk about this. I had to have the slide in there because I want to work into something here a second, but I had to have the slide in, but you know, it's just way too early, too many things can go on, too many UFOs that I could even count probably, and so I'm not even going to get into that at all. But I wanted to have that slide up there so I can put up this slide. So one of the presidential candidates has an opinion on colleges and endowments and things like that, and so I thought I'd throw that up there. This was in a tweet that he put out recently. I mean, this wasn't a long time ago, this is like a month ago he put this out. And so, just so you know, this is a understanding of a lot of people in this country. And when I go talk to boards at larger universities, I'm frequently brought in to be the bad person to say, not everyone thinks you're doing a great job. And because no one who's there wants to say that, clearly. But anyway, so I wanted to throw that slide up. It's pretty clear what's going on. So this is what universities and colleges have to face in the next 2 years, because this is going to become way more heated as time goes on, and people like the Ways and Means Committee will feel a need to do something about this, to respond and fall in line with this kind of quote. So I throw that out to you. But, you know, I didn't know where to put this in, but I thought this was always interesting. I talked to a lot of pollsters, just generally, and they always have some very interesting little tidbits, and I write them down and send emails to myself so I can insert them in speeches like this, but they don't always go right, but they don't always fit in right, but I'm going to say them anyways because I think they're cool. Going to this tweet, and this calls under the assumption that, believe it or not, most people have normal lives and don't do and care about things like what's up on the screen, okay? They just don't care. And let me give you an example. I'll say a hypothetical I don't appear to want to get answered. How many people do you think are in this country that have never typed a tweet in their life? Believe it or not, 75% of this country has never done a tweet. Okay? So, you know, we always talk about how great this is, and this goes to the tech stuff and everything.